is the 24th and last Sunday of after Pentecost, so you can take a seat. Dear sisters, the lesson is taken from the Epistle of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brethren, we cease not to pray for you and to beg that you may be filled with the knowledge of the will of God in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of God in all things pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, according to the power of his glory, in all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to God the Father, who hath made us worthy to be partakers of the lot of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the remission of sins. We start that to hear the most holy gospel taken from St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, when you shall see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, he that read, let him understand. Then they that are in Judea, let them flee to the mountains. He that is on the housetop, let him not come down to take anything but out of his house. And he that is in the field, let him not go back to take his coat. And woe to them that are with child and that keep sorrow in those days. But pray that your flight be not in the winter, nor on the Sabbath. For there shall be then great tribulation, such as has not been found from the beginning of the world until now, neither shall be. And unless those days had been shortened, no flesh should be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say to you, Lo, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe him. Or there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch as to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Behold, I have told it to you beforehand. If they therefore shall say to you, Behold, he is in the desert, go ye not out. Behold, he is in the closets, believe it not. For as lightning comes out of the east and appears even into the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Wheresoever the body shall be, there shall the eagles also be gathered together. And immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be moved. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with much power and majesty. And he shall send his angels with a trumpet and a great voice, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the farthest parts of the heavens to the utmost bounds of them. And from the fig tree learn a parable, when the branch thereof is now tender, and the leaves come forth, you know that summer is nigh. So you also, when you shall see all these things, know ye that it is nigh even at the doors. Amen, I say to you, that this generation shall not pass until all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. The word of the Lord, Holy Gospel, and the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Let's take a seat, sister. So, dear sisters and brothers, so this is the last gospel of the season of Pentecost, of the liturgical year. So the Holy Mother, the Church, wants us to reflect upon these realities of the end of times, the Great Tribulation, the great chastisement. So that we are in the midst of it, no doubt about that. So it's very important, dear sisters and brothers, to know the signs of times. There is a principle which is very powerful, to see how important it is to see the signs of times. And we will see how Archbishop Lefebvre speaks about this in a very clear and powerful words. So the principle is the following. Whatever explains the present crisis is not only based upon the past events that we have been studying, you know, the heresies, modernism, and Vatican II, but also the present crisis is explained by future events. So the present is not only explained by the past, but it's also explained by the future, which we find in these prophecies of our Lord, the Apocalypse, and many others, like Our Lady, in Fatima, and Nazareth. This is important. This is why to have a real understanding of the sign of times, and what to do, and how to behave, and how to confront this crisis, we have not only to see the past and the what has been going on the last centuries and the last decades, in order to be able to fight the enemy, but also we have to see the future, the prophecies, to have a right understanding what is the fight, what we are supposed to be doing. Because remember, the Apocalypse and these prophecies is to awake our virtue of hope. It's the whole purpose of our Lord. So by telling us that it's going to happen, what is going to happen, how it's going to happen, He wants us to rely upon Him, His strength, His grace, His goodness, His protection. It's what He promised, that those days shall be shortened, that the elect may be no lost, may not suffer beyond His will. It's quite very important, sisters and brothers, and in order to be able to keep the fight. So let's study first three quotes of Archbishop Lefebvre, speaking about this gospel, on this topic. The first sermon that he preached, June 29, 1987. So he says as follows, quote, This is not a human combat. This is a combat which demands all the supernatural strength to fight against the one who wants to destroy the church from its very roots, who wants to destroy the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. We must be aware of this dramatic and apocalyptic crisis and the combat which demands of us, because we are living through this crisis, and we cannot minimize it. In the measure we minimize the combat, in the same measure will diminish our strength and the intensity of our combat. He becomes way weaker and weaker whoever does like that. This happens as when we do not dare to speak the truth. When we do not dare to publicly declare the social kingship of our Lord Jesus Christ, just because it is not well received by a world which has become godless. It's the apostasy announced which is arriving before our eyes. It's the coming of the Antichrist which is near. It is completely evident. Before this situation, which is completely exceptional, we must take measures completely exceptional. The first quote of his sermon, dear sisters and brothers, which is, he gives us many, many lights here, how to fight. First and foremost, he says, this combat is not human. So we know that the holy role of the Benedict is not human, neither. Are divine means to combat the devil, this crisis. See, we are in a safe place, having the holy rule of our Holy Father, Saint Benedict. So he says, this combat demands supernatural strength to fight this. Supernatural means. We cannot do it by human things, human means. Because the devil wants to destroy, it's at that level, wants to destroy everything. So it's an apocalyptic, dramatic combat, he says. He says, so we cannot minimize it. This is where the resistance attitude has been enters into place. He said, in the measure we minimize the combat, as when someone doesn't want to speak the truth and to profess it publicly, that those ones are minimizing the combat. We see that in almost all the traditional groups. They don't keep up the fight, the necessity of combating and resisting and denouncing the errors and the woes and the heresies and the compromises with the devil. So, Archbishop Ferrer says, in the measure we minimize the combat, in the same measure we diminish in our strength and intensity, the intensity of the combat, which is demanded from us. What we see in the system, our strength is to profess our faith publicly, in fidelity to it, and to fight for it. Because it's a combat of our Lord, our Blessed Virgin Mary in her solitude, in her sorrows, together with our Lord, through us. So in the measure we keep this fight, as Archbishop Lefebvre lines out to us, there lies down our strength, our success in fidelity to this combat. This is the conclusion of these lines of Archbishop Lefebvre. Happily, is our position in the principle that we have to keep fighting no matter what, in season and out of season, against heresies, against the diabolical disorientation. So he said, this is apostasy, it's coming, the Antichrist is near, it's completely evident. This is the signs of time that we have to see. So this is why many Catholics, many traditionalists, they don't want to face this reality. For example, I'll tell you, the SSPX forbade to one dear priest, we know, it was my own brother, in fact. The SSPX priest forbade my own brother, which is still in the SSPX, regrettably, we regret that. The SSPX asked him not to preach about the Apocalypse anymore. Example, it was a formal order that he received. It's a sign of precisely this spirit of not fighting anymore, of having no, they're renouncing the fight because they don't want to see the sign of times, they don't want to fight that reality, they don't want to see the reality of the fight. So Archbishop said, it's completely evident. This is why he says, we are obliged to take measures completely exceptional, sisters. This is precisely our flag at the very beginning of these foundations. It's time to do the impossible. Because it's completely exceptional times. It's not ordinary, in no sense it's ordinary. This is why we need holy abandonment and to fidelity and great trust in the Blessed Virgin Mary and our Lord, and to fight their fight in us. We just allow ourselves to be led by them. So this is another sermon, October 1987. Quote, Archbishop Lefebvre, I think we have arrived to the time of darkness. The arrival of the apostasy and destruction which is to come with certainty. But before it is necessary that an obstacle could be removed. The fathers of the church have thought that this obstacle might be the Roman Empire, But the Roman Empire was dissolved and the Antichrist has not yet come. Therefore, this obstacle is the spiritual Roman power, which has replaced the temporal Roman power. According to St. Thomas Aquinas, this obstacle refers to the spiritual Roman power, which is the power of the Pope. So we comment first ourselves, end quote. So we comment, Archbishop Ferrer says, we have arrived to the time of darkness, sisters, brothers. Exactly what we have been doing with Our Lady of Solitude. She's in darkness. He's the leader of the army of God, the general in chief. She's in darkness, in her solitude, in her sorrows. This is why our Lord wants us to be engaged in repairing her Immaculate Heart in the midst of her darkness, because it's sorrows, it's the Good Friday of the Church, it's Holy Saturday in the Church. So this is part of the prophecies, part of the fight, to face, it's part of the sign of the times to face this reality. So it's why it's exceptional times, exceptional moments, which require from us the greatest strength. This is why we have to use only supernatural means and to forsake any human ordinary thing that we may have been doing in the past. But he said the following, which is explaining the prophecy of our Lord, that will be manifested the Antichrist until the obstacle is removed. The Catechon, the famous Catechon of St. Paul. So, backing up in St. Thomas Aquinas, he says, Archbishop Lefebvre, that refers to the spiritual power of the Pope, yes, what we see today. So, in fact, Ratzinger, Benedict XVI, very few people know about this, but he wrote a thesis about how to dissolve the papacy, how to destroy the papacy. And he, in the 80s, 1980s, he wrote this work saying that the way to dissolve the traditional concept of the papacy was to place two popes in the church, one with honors and one with the apostolate or the work of the facing the work of the Pope and the authority. But of course, we know it's not possible. Our Lord never designed the papacy like that. But it's what they are doing. It was intended. It's a Masonic plan to take away the power of the Pope. Yes, because this is like the Catechon. It's the Roman power. It's the Freemasonry taking over the papacy. They have been like tying over the hands of the Pope completely to exercise any kind of vicary of representation of God on earth. So they are not using whatever authority they have now. What they may have, we don't know, but the Church has to decide in the future. But for now, we see that the Freemasonry is tying up the hands of the Popes. So we don't see any spiritual power coming from them to rescue the Church. So it seems the Catechon is almost removed or removed completely. We can see that because if Francis, for example, decides to not to elect any Pope, which is more likely that he will not, so we'll be disappearing completely any possibility of power by conversion eventually could happen, and that moment will be maybe the fulfillment of the prophecy of our Lord, of St. Paul, of the Catechon, of the power, spiritual power completely gone, and the Antichrist coming up. Most likely when it's going to happen. So in the next, the last sermon of Archbishop Lefebvre, November 19th, 1989. He says, we cannot forget on the face of the present situation in the world, the plans of Freemasons that they had done beforehand. Those plans mentioned a one world government and the submission of Rome to the Masonic ideals. So we cannot forget the prophecies of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that if Russia is not converted and the world is not converted, and we don't pray and do penance, so communism shall invade the whole world. This new government will establish a kind of socialism for in every country, and at the same time will appear a congress of all religions, the Catholic included, which will be at the service of the new world order in the way of the Russian Orthodox are at the service of the Communist Party. So we must prepare for these events to happen. So end of quote of Archbishop Lefebvre. So this is exactly what we have been doing. We have seen this and been alerting our faithful about this. The new world order, some place, the state and church working together again, but to destroy our Lord, destroy the work of the church. So again, what we see here is we cannot be indifferent or despise the signs of times. Why? Because let's remember, as the gospel says today, that the Jewish people, almost all of them, especially the leaders, they didn't want to see the end of times. They didn't see our Lord coming, the first coming, because they were not interested in the truth. So our Lord came the first time. They were interested in their own mind, in their own interest, human interest. They were blind. They didn't receive the grace because they didn't seek after truth. So they didn't see the signs of times of our Lord coming, the first coming. And that caused them, in their blindness, the destruction of the people of Jerusalem, eventually. And until now, the blindness of not being converted. So, let's face it, that can happen the same to us if we do not watch, and we don't seek the truth, if we don't preach the truth, if we don't seek fortitude for the supernatural means that our Lord has given us through the Blessed Virgin Mary in her darkness. Our Lord said many times, watch and pray. Watch because we don't know the hour or the day. So he says we have to watch as if a thief is coming. So we know when a thief is coming, when a thief is close, if we know it's close, because there are signs that it's around the house, what happened? We automatically increase our watchfulness. Exactly what happened with a soldier, for example. A soldier which is proximate to the dangers of a battle, that soldier automatically is more watchful, more alert, more obedient, more ready for the battle as the dangers approaches. Exactly, it's our case. It's our case, dear sisters and brothers. So we must increase our watchfulness. Means we must increase our fight against ourselves by charity, penance, humility, especially. We have to increase our fight against the world, especially by keeping faithful to our faith, by fighting with our might, by preaching the truth, by putting the example and being humble. And they also had to fight more than ever against the devil, being under the mantle of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and pursuing cleanness of heart in order to be worthy worthy to be in the presence of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which is the Immaculate Conception. So this is the plan. Basically, we have to increase in penance, increase in humility, increase in faith, in charity, in watchfulness, and in fraternal charity, because the signs are very close, are very intense, and this is why we have the foundation, sisters, brothers. It's a great reason of the divine providence for these foundations. Is to fight in the battle front, in the front of the battle with the Blessed Virgin Mary, in the midst of darkness, but using the most extraordinary and powerful means, which is her sorrows, her intercession, her power, her goodness, her mercy, and all that she has in store, which is everything. She has everything to defeat. She wants to defeat the devil, but she wants us first to defeat our pride and to keep defeating the world, at least by being faithful to the truth, preaching the truth, fighting against the devil and the heresies of Vatican II, and fighting against compromise, fighting against diminishing this fight. This is what we see today. Traditionalists are diminishing the fight because lack of faith, lack of love, lack of hope. We cannot do that, sisters, brothers. It's time to increase in everything, especially in faith, in hope, and charity. And may Our Lady triumph very soon, and let's cooperate in our little way according to the will of God for this battle. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.